Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Spencer Davis Group bringing this back. Steve Winwood is the lead singer on this song. He was 17 when they recorded that. You know anything about Steve Winwood? High Times, remember that song? 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you there at my website will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog. Check out the archives, the articles, the brain trust. The knowledge base is there. And also our poll question. Every week we ask you a different question on the homepage, so hope you check it out and take the poll question. Let us know your answer, and when you do, you'll be able to see how the poll's going for it. So for immediate response, you'll get an immediate ticket on how it went, and we also report back at the end of the week on how everything goes. Barbara Burke is our guest. She's the author of The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey. Barbara, you told us earlier about how to get the book. How do we find you online?
I have a website, and it's called barbaraburke.com, and you'll find lots of good information about customer service, and I think the most two things that I'd like to share. One is that if you want to buy the book, the publisher, Hay House, is offering a 50% discount.
Wow.
Yeah. So
congrats, but just
off
just for my audience, right?
Absolutely. This is exclusive. this is a exclusive offer.
How do we get that? How do we get that deal?
Anyway, Hay House, they're the big publisher.
Yeah.
You just call them and then give them the code, and I'll give you the code right now. It's
okay.
3582.
3582, folks. Check it out and buy two because you're going to want to give one away. And
okay, now let me explain. Now, that's for 15 or more books. Now,
15.
Buy between,
okay.
Because a lot of people are buying them for customers.
Right. No kidding. Oh, yeah. It's good. Good for that. Well said.
And then 30% off if you want to just order through the website, and that's between 1 and 14 copies.
All right. So check that
30%,
out.
30%. Yeah.
All right. Now, is this Customer Engagement Week? Employee Engagement Week? Is that what this is?
It's called Customer Service Appreciation Week.
Ah,
and
then next
always,
week is Customer Service Week, right?
Yeah, and that's October 4th through the 8th.
Right, exactly.
And that was actually instituted by the federal government. They declared that week in October as Customer Service Appreciation Week, and that was back in, I think, the early 90s. So it's like an official thing.
How about that? Yeah. Hey, listen, one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about over the years, I want to get your thoughts on, is this idea of redemption. I think that redemption is one of the most important management tools and practices that you can have. Because anybody can fuss at somebody, fire somebody, but it takes a real manager to redeem somebody when they fall short. What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting word, redemption, redemption. So an example of that would be...
Well, if somebody messes up, the way I like to say it is when somebody messes up, instead of saying, you know, why did you do that? I've taught you, you know better than that, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You say to them, and this is to me, this is the magical redemption term, question I should say, you say, what did we learn? And we talked about that earlier in the segment, previous segment. What did we learn? And when you say that to somebody, at that moment, you've redeemed them.
Exactly. You know, there's a story about that. IBM's very famous CEO, I think his name was Watson, and there's a story about a salesman who had lost like a $1 million deal, and he comes to the CEO's office fully expecting to get fired for this. And the CEO says, are you kidding? You know, that was a $1 million mistake. I don't want somebody else to benefit from that.
Exactly. Or I don't want to have to learn, somebody else to have to learn that again. Tell us how did that happen?
Right.
No, there's no question. I learned a lot of wonderful lessons at the feet of my mentors, and many of them were the mistakes that they made. They didn't even know I was watching.
Ah. Yeah. But it really takes a big person to be able to admit that they were wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, an apology is an amazing thing. And there's a lot of research now. When you have a customer service incident, really what someone wants more than anything is an apology.
Hmm.
And it's not apologizing.
And companies have a...
You did something. You're just apologizing because it happened. And when you do that, it's almost magical.
Well, one thing that happens, I know sometimes the customer service people I would talk to will say, oh, I'm sorry that happened. But then they'll say it about 16 times. And I'm saying, okay, it's okay. It's okay. I thank you. I got it the first time, you know.
Yeah, you only need to say it once, really.
Exactly.
And then that diffuses the anger. It's almost magical because then as the customer, you're both on the same side going, okay, all right, so what do we need to do to fix this?
Right. So in the minute we got left, what's the most important thing that we can do to help our customer service people be more successful?
I think to acknowledge their value, let them know that they matter. And if you can do that just by stopping by their desk and, you know, maybe just acknowledging their contribution, but more than anything, connecting with them as a person, they will walk through walls for you.
It's amazing how that happens.
It is amazing.
I have had people that I've worked for like that, that just because I felt connected to them,
yeah,
I would have done anything for them.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Some of those moments we talked about being in the moment earlier, I remember after decades, I still remember some of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how those stick with you, aren't they?
Yeah. The other thing that you can do, too, is to write them a note.
Ah.
And just write them a little card or a little note, maybe, you know, if you don't even do a big celebration, but just to acknowledge what they've done and be specific about what you appreciate about them.
Right.
They will keep that forever.
Give us your website, Barbara. What's your website?
BarbaraBurk.com.
Burke with an E.
You can also subscribe to my Monday Aha. It's a regular missive I send out every
Monday. At BarbaraBurk.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Burke with an E. Don't forget that. The Napkin, the Metal, and the Monkey is the book. Barbara, thanks for being here. Come back real soon.
I will. I'd love to. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.